All right, BIP fans, we are back. This is our second show of the revamp BIP in our fantasy adjacent mode, where we talk a little bit about fantasy and a lot about crap, which is a mode which has proven to be wildly successful and extremely popular with the fans. Running a little poll recently, we noted that 88.8% of the fans said that the new revamp was meh or worse. Recording a whopping 228 listens, making it officially our second worst show ever. Narrowly pipping a shit ep from round 17, 2022, which was so bad it had a median listen of 4 minutes. So, yeah, just shows you how well the revamp's going. But nevertheless, we are going to be relaunching, launching a new pod series called Who is Crapper, where we answer the big questions of who is crapper out of two particularly crap things. So tonight we're going to have a look at recently crap Richmond versus perennially crap Essendon to answer the big questions of who is crapper out of these two mediocre teams. And who better than to answer that question than two of the crappest people I could find? Friend of the show, Richmond fan, park footballer, terrible brother extraordinaire, and jerk, Thomas Miller, and Ash Gomo, who is a very hairy ex-housemate, longtime fan of the show, suffering Essendon fan, bad guitarist, Ian Moss fan, crap wrestler, and allegedly the worst dressed man at an amateur boxing fight, and also very, very hairy.
Good evening, BN. Good evening,
thank
Tom.
Thank you.
Hello, Ash. Hello, BN. Thanks for the kind words, BN.
No worries. So how is everyone this afternoon, this evening, whatever we've got?
Good. All the better for being here. Always, you know, just when I thought my day couldn't improve anymore, BN, yeah. I get to talk to you.
Everyone loves BIP. Everyone loves BIP. You having fun, Ash, so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Having a lot of fun.
Oh, that's all you want. That's all you want.
This will go really well, BN. Me and Ash... all over AFL fantasy.
You two are very, very, you know, contrasting, like, you know, personalities here. BN's up and about. Tom's very, yeah, very.
Well, I've just Googled, does anyone actually like fantasy football, AFL? Turns out they do. There's quite a lot of interest in this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. There you go. Yeah. So maybe, BN, would I beat you if I started a game, like a team?
No.
Come on, it must be.
You haven't any idea what you're doing.
Can't be that hard. Choose a team and see how they go.
You'd choose like people who are good at football.
Well, we're on this year. I'm going to start a team.
Realistically, isn't that the whole idea? What you want to do is you want to pick like 18 midfielders, 18 average to poor midfielders, which is ridiculous. You just need people to get the ball a lot. They don't need to be good.
Okay.
Defenders who are midfielders, midfielders who are midfielders. Rucks who are effectively midfielders and forwards who are midfielders. That's the whole game.
So just stat gatherers?
Effectively, yes. The super coach game rewards actual football a little bit more, but the fantasy one does not.
I played a game once and I had one throw. That was my stats for the game. What would that be in fantasy?
Do you lose points?
Negative three. Yeah.
Yeah, you do lose points. Throw, yeah. Negative. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, no.
Tommy used to be good.
Kicking the ball out in the full, but you do lose points for free kicks.
Yeah, Tom would have been good in the Western region, just, you know, sitting the kick behind the play, just, you know, accumulation.
And you only get bugger all for a hit out. That was probably much all you did.
I only ever remember doing, like, real bad. They're the games I remember, stinking it up. That one time I had four holding the balls before I had a possession.
That's pretty good.
I could think, oh, I'm pretty fast. I'll get past him. Couldn't happen again. On the ball.
That's like, I remember.
You forgot you were 6'6".
Yeah, I'm not real good at that.
Jonathan Brown tells that story about his debut where he did nothing besides get one free kick and someone else took it and played on.
That's unlucky. I reckon. All right, Ben, so who are we starting with here?
All right. Let's kick off with you, Thomas. So tell us why Richmond are going to be better than their disappointing 13th last year with their fade-outs. And give us any information you've got about what you think the new coach is going to do.
Well, I think they'll be worse than 13th, to be honest.
Really? That bad?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be very good. I actually did some research for this, Ben. I printed out...
Oh, look out. Here we go.
I printed out their whole list. And it drops off pretty quickly, it turns out.
Actually.
Yeah. You got the top end, all right. Taranto, Martin, Bolton, great. Rioli, Short, Baker, Lynch, Vlosten, Prestia, Nankervis, Nathan Broad, Noah Bolter, Jacob Hopper, and we're starting to get into your Camden McIntoshes and the like. So I don't think they're going to be very good at all, to be honest. It's your bottom players, right? Now, how do you reckon these guys are going to go? Oliver Hayes Brown.
No, those guys.
No,
unheard of.
Brown.
Seth Campbell.
Seth.
How long have they been around for, these guys that you talk of?
Seth can't be good at football.
One of them's 23. The other one's 24. I don't know. I mean, there's some young kids here who I haven't heard of. It's the guys that are going to your guys that have been there for a while. Judson Clark.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, yeah. Ryan Mansell. Bloody Hugo Ralph Smith.
Oh, Hugo Ralph Smith. He was all talk like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Who was the forward line player? Left footer. Blonde guy.
Noah, whatever his name is. Noah Cumberland.
Yeah, yeah. He had a couple of standout quarters. Yeah. Starts off like a house on fire for the first 10 minutes and then that's it.
But he's done it for 3 or 4 years. Like,
yeah, if, first if 10 minutes are unbelievable.
If he doesn't play well this year, surely he gets the boot.
You'd have to think so.
They got the couple of blokes, Coulthard, who came in mid-year last year. The other mid-year guy, he was all right. So, I don't know. The top 10 players will be good. The bottom 10 players will be, I don't want to say shit, but they won't be very good.
What about that bloke that come and dominated the grand final and then did nothing for 2 years?
No, he'll probably be in jail.
Yeah, that's true. Him and Sydney Stack are doing well, aren't they?
Maybe they could train together or something like that.
Fair enough. So do you think they're going to be worse than Essendon?
Yes, I do, actually. They got Kaczynski coming in. They traded him in. So,
yeah, that's interesting.
Tom Lynch.
From Hawthorn?
Hawthorn, yep. Yeah, that's right. Oh. If Tom Lynch is on the park, he'll be good. I don't know. I did see Johnny Ralph wrote something that he said he's not a number one forward. So that's
really
not a great sign.
A good fantasy draft player, Tom Lynch, this year, I think, because it's going to be a year of the big forwards. And Tom Lynch will be good.
I said Kaczynski, not a number one forward.
No, he's not a number one.
Tom Lynch isn't playing. It's going to be tough going. I think so. Samson Ryan, that ruckman, he might be all right.
Yeah.
The other ruckman, Ben Miller, he might be all right.
Surely they're not going to rest Nank at any point, though.
Well, he does silly things and gets himself rubbed out.
That's right.
He's my second favourite player in the comp. He's a good player.
Nank. Yeah, I don't mind the big Nank tank. He's all right.
And I like the number one's that wild ruckman, Briggs from GWS.
Oh, he is wild.
I love that guy.
Anyone from GWS, they've got the Mumford training in them where they're just wild and crazy.
Yeah, just big and silly and hurt people
by
accident.
He just smashes people.
Yeah. So, I think, I don't know, like, what's his name? Tom Dow?
Oh, yes.
They've got a heap of these guys who've been on the list for 3 to 5 years who are either going to have to step up and be good or they're going to get the flick and they're going to have to restart again. So, we will see. I actually don't know which way it'll go. I don't know how Uze is going to coach him. Apparently, it's going to be straight down the middle and just centre line, get it forward corridor type of football. Maybe it stacks up. I actually don't know. We'll see. I'm not expecting that much.
Uze said they said that they were going to be more offensive, which is odd because it's usually Richmond fans who are more offensive. Oh, pal, I'm on tonight.
Oh, I must say, I do like getting into the Tigers.
It's not
as fun when they're good. You're like, yeah, pretty good. When they're shit, fucking Richmond, fucking Tigers.
Is there any truth to Baker getting more mid time? That's come up a lot. Have you heard that?
No, I don't know. He's always played as a Mr. Fix it, throwing back, throwing forward, throwing here. So maybe. I don't know. I like him as a little forward, but he probably wants to play midfield, I'd say.
Yeah, I think so. And you mentioned Tom Dow. I think that the Dows are a friend of the pod because they're the Swan Hill boys. I think as we discussed last time, and AJ always tells me how nice a family the Dows are.
Hopefully that gets him a kick.
He's, Get him a kick. It was a funny story. He always tells me how he runs into Mrs. Dow in the gym.
He doesn't go to the gym.
He goes to the gym occasionally, does his little weights.
Why is he cleaning it or something?
Take that, AJ.
Who's Mitch, the older brother or something, is he? Or
Paddy. Paddy Dow. He's a place for...
There's two of them. Saints, I think he went to.
He's going to Saints, is he? Yeah. Yeah, good luck to him. I hope he does well.
He'll be a little bit better than Thompson, I think, but both of them are a bit of also rants. Yeah, coming from Swan Hill, Dermstown is not a bastion of success that people might think it is.
Good luck, Tom. He's in the same boat. If he's primed to play well. He played well. They threw a lot of these kids in the last one or two games last year, and they did all right. So we'll see. They were okay.
What's his name? Thompson Dare.
Yeah. That's it.
And is he younger than Paddy?
Yeah.
A couple of years, yeah.
He might have played 20-odd games. Yeah,
oh, really?
Never set the world on fire.
Okay. Comes from Swan Hill Footy Club. What a great place that is.
Boom.
Yeah, I know. It should come from Zintinder, who's much better, just across the road. Take that dirty, dirty Swan Hill. All right, Bear, why do you think Essendon are going to be bad or good? Let's see. They finished 11th. They looked okay towards the end of the year before they imploded in a hole in round 22. I watched that game live. It was horrible, despite Merrick getting 100 billion fantasy points and no one else doing anything.
Who were the last two games against? One of them was against Collingwood. I reckon Collingwood would have won by 200.
Collingwood was the last game. They won by 80 points or something.
They were just like smashing them, and then they were like, oh, we'll protect ourselves for finals. But they would have won by 200 points if they were just playing properly.
They probably would have. It was all like... They talked it up because Essendon had to win by like 40 points or something to make finals. Instead, they lost by 80.
Last year was deflating. As a Bombers supporter, you know, they started off well, up and about, and then the last two games, it's hard to get positive. But in saying that, I've picked up the list again and had a bit of a look at it, and I'm a bit more optimistic than you, Tom, especially after what you've just listed there. The back line's aged. Obviously, we've got Ben McKay coming in. He's a better than Zerk Thatcher, so I think that's good. You've obviously got Dyson Hebel back there. You've got the Red Dog.
Red Dog. He's not a bad fantasy guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Bad for drafts.
And then you've got Jordan Ridley, who's probably my favourite player. He's very reliable.
Yeah, he's
the Riddler.
And Andrew McGrath, like he's as reliable as they come. Number one draft pick. Sort of
terrible fantasy player.
Is he?
So much hype and not much delivery. Everyone always picks him every year and he disappoints.
Really? Because he was racking up posies last year, wasn't he?
Not really.
No.
He's collecting a solid set of like 80s for a while. Never does much.
Yeah, okay.
You sound like you'd pick a good team, Bear.
Yeah. No, the Ridley and we haven't mentioned like Parrish and Merritt, which are like the fantasy guns of the team.
Well, they're the midfielders, aren't they? But you know, the ones that were sort of on the edge were like your Jake Kellys and stuff, and I reckon they might sort of drop off. But yeah, in the midfield, there's a few there.
What about Sheil? Reckon he'll be good?
No.
Nope.
Nah,
reckon he's done.
He's over. Yeah. Okay. But the up and comer BN for your listeners.
Yep.
Durham.
Durham.
He
pops up occasionally, like. As part of fantasy, you've got to like pick the cheap guys who you think are going to get better.
Yeah,
you'd be good at that, man.
I'm. Yeah, it's not my forte, unfortunately.
Anything cheap, you'll be like, bang, I'll have that one.
Get value. I like value. That says you, Mister. What does they say? Cub Scout law. Scout must be thrifty. Very good at it.
That's right.
Love a good thriftiness. Yeah, Durham gets picked up every year because he's often cheap as well at the start of the year, and there's a lot of hype that he might get better, but he definitely
does. He did a couple of good. He had a couple of good games last year. I read somewhere Darcy Parrish is training the house down, a bit like a Brad Connor sort of style.
When does Brad Connor train the house down?
Pre-season.
If he came to training, you'd think he played AFL.
Really? That good? Jeez.
Until he pulls on his match jumper.
But no, I don't mind that Darcy Parrish, and obviously Zach Merritt's a gun, racking him up. You'd put him in your team, wouldn't you?
He's your number one mid, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
good.
And then the new bloke on the blocks is Nate Caddy guy.
Yeah, he's supposed to be good. Big forward gun.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to drop.
Related to your mate, isn't he?
Who?
Onay had to put him off as a backman. If anyone wants to know the tips.
Like, which mate is he related to?
Is he Saul's son?
I think it is.
Is it? It is, isn't it?
No. Stop
I think it.
It
is.
Are you serious?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
So Saul Caddy was a gunner who used to play for Port Colts.
And oh, okay.
He was sent half forward. And I was in this sort of period of sort of football at Sunshine where I wanted to sort of step up. And I'm going to put my hand up to play on this Saul Caddy at centre half. Key position. I've never played key position in my life. This guy's
on fire at the time, mind you.
He was strong as an ox. He had everything. Anyway, I actually got best on ground for our team. Guess how many goals he kicked?
Seven.
One.
Well, there you go.
But guess how many points he kicked?
One goal what?
One goal ten.
Ten points. It should have seen Bearman just putting off like no one you've ever seen before.
I was doing stuff on the mark that he'd never seen before. Yeah. I held him to one goal.
Not like your mate Russ Weekly. Didn't he pull his pants down on the mark and you guys won a grand final because of that or something?
I don't know, but I've never seen anyone get the best on ground for how good they were at putting off people.
Yeah, 10 points.
Chewy on your boot.
Mate, he couldn't get straight this day. It was like, yeah, it was. If that's really his son, that's amazing.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Like pedigree. Probably is from around that league. He's a local boy, isn't he?
I don't know. I've got a feeling it is. We'll have to double check that.
It's being elusive on the bet for you. We've got
get your producers to check that out for me.
That's me. We got no staff on this show. We don't even have other hosts, let alone staff. I actually recorded a podcast last week where I just talked to a computerized version of myself. That was fun.
I'll be sure to download that one.
Oh, yeah. It's a winner. His name's AIDS. He's an AI. It's fun game. Anyway.
But then you've got Todd Goldstein coming in as a backup.
Backup to who? Draper.
Draper? What's with Draper? Why is he so shit?
What do you mean?
He's good, isn't he?
Is he not? He wouldn't. Yeah, he's probably not a good point scorer in you.
He's not a good fantasy guy. I don't even think he's a good ruckman. Like I'd probably rank him like 13th of ruckman in the league.
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me. But so, do you get points? Good points for kicking goals?
Yes, but you have to like take marks and stuff as well. But if you can't rely on the goal scoring, that's the thing. If you guys are getting big score points from goals, they're not going to do it every week.
Nah.
They got a better young list, I reckon, than Tigers. They've got guys like, what's his name? Nick Cox, Nick Martin.
Yeah, Nick Martin and Cox.
Harrison.
Harry Jones, yeah.
Harry Jones, yeah. They've got heaps better young kids, I reckon.
And then you got 2 meter Peter and
he's Carl all right. Langford. Don't mind 2 meter Peter.
There's a lot more depth there, isn't there, when you list it out compared to what you're talking for the Tigers. So
yeah, heaps more. They're 3 to 4, 5 season players are much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about the coach though. I don't rate him.
Wow. I think he's got improvement over the year before.
I think he was cheap, Ben.
That's right.
You would like him. You probably picked him.
It's a value tick. Yeah, we get him for nothing. Yeah.
Don't AFL pay his wage or is Essendon paying him? I don't really understand how that works.
Oh, I reckon probably aren't. Like North are probably still paying him from the way he left there. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, then they got that Ben Hobbs.
Ben Hobbs is all right.
He'd be all right in your little because he's an accumulator
in fantasy. Last year I think it was on. A lot of people picked him up like mid-year last year. He's probably a good draft player. Kind of
he was getting more mid-time.
He's a bit expensive to start with. He's kind of in that mid-range where he's worth a lot and his value is not really going to go up. It's difficult to pick in terms of fantasy classic where you're using budgets and salary caps, but if you're just drafting players where it's just, you know, you pick them out of a pool against other people, he's not a bad pick kind of later on in the draft. So do you think they're going to be worse? You think they're going to be better than Richmond?
Yeah, definitely better than Richmond.
I agree.
I'm happy to provide a six-pack to the team, the person whose team is crapper as part of this promotion.
Just buy me a slab. Asterisk. Yeah. There you go. Oh, what about?
Well, you're not going to be that much crapper.
The bloke from St Kilda,
Jay Gresham.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got Jay Gresham.
And the other guy from Port.
Dusma.
Yeah, Dusma. Yeah. To be honest, I followed him a little bit last year. I had a few bets on him, and he stunk it up. I actually watched him a bit. He was shocking at Port.
He's not gross.
Was he? I thought he was.
He was good, but last season, his second half of last season was appalling. So I'm hoping he can turn the corner a bit, because he showed lots earlier on.
I think he'll be better where he's in a midfield that doesn't contain the likes of Butters and Wines and Rosie and people who are going to take the ball off him. If he comes in and actually gets a spot, then he will be better.
Well, I think we need a bit of speed on that half back line. So he might be
half back is a very fantasy friendly role of late. All the talk is about people that are half back line players.
Yeah,
I like Kitty Coleman comes in just accumulates.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because they've also the Bombers off. They've got that Tex Wanganeen and the Davey twins as well. So there's
a little plenty, small forward line.
So there's a few little options there. So I've got no idea who the best 23 would be at this stage. But, yeah, if you're talking about depth, there's a hell of a lot more there than I'd say at Richmond.
Because you can leave out good players in Bombers teams, I reckon, at the moment, which is good sign. Like, you got Wiedemann, he's all right, but he's probably not going to play much this year.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Nah, he looked $1 million at times, doesn't he? But he just can't quite get there. I don't think he's got it, if I'm honest. So,
who would you rather have, him or Cumberland?
Cumberland, I reckon. I rated him.
He's good for 5 minutes. He'll kick three goals in 5 minutes, and you think this bloke's unbelievable.
Yeah, then you will not spot him again. Yeah.
No, Noah Bolter. He looks good, but then he does some real dumb stuff.
Yeah, he more has brain fades. The other guy doesn't even get a touch anymore.
Actually, are you sure Noah Bolter's last name isn't Miller? He's sort of got a bit of big knicker or Tom Miller about him, actually. He's just...
I used to just play back pocket. That's all they ever put me on. It was terrible.
How many kicks did you get?
Me? More than I got marks. I remember that. No, my last year, I barely got on the field. I remember I spent like 14 games on the bench and then gave it away.
Got real good at mixing that Powerade.
I had one game.
Who was that for? Who did you play for?
Oh, buddy, Latrobe under 19s. When we have one game and it rained all day and I sat on the bench all day and the coach comes and plays to me at the end and he says, oh, sorry, it's too risky to play tools in the wet. I was like, yeah, fuck.
How much did you lose by?
Oh, 30 points or something. The last match, I was on the bench and we were getting flogged and was on the bench with three other guys and a guy got injured and he come off and then another guy got injured and he come off. And another guy injured and he come off. I was sitting on the bench with three injured dudes. And then a guy got injured and the coach sent one of the injured players back on. I've got enough. Get fucked.
I think that's when you know it's about time. Yeah, just give it away.
You're starting to give up this game.
Oh, big nigger. Do they have a fantasy hockey team or anything?
No, they don't even keep stats in hockey. You only get goals only.
Your stats is the number of times you get hit in the face with a stick.
I did get that once. That's why I'm the only bloke that wears a helmet at hockey. Everyone loves it.
Have you put the little link up for your listeners about the hockey promo that you're in?
Actually chuck that up. Yeah, that's
where you're just literally standing there doing nothing and some bloke just dribbles right around you and you go, ooh.
He doesn't dribble right around me. It's a free hit and you're not allowed to get too close to him. And
I'll be honest, Big Nicker, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. And then another dude passes around the dude that passed around me, and I'm sitting there.
You're standing there just like a spandex.
Yeah, thanks, Lucky Vic. I don't know why they went down the bloody freaking Metro 2 freaking Northwest League to get a shot of me doing that and then put it on their main promo video. Thanks very much.
If it's not you, it's pretty humorous.
That does not look like a free hit. That looks like someone who's just watching a bloke dribble past him.
I'm literally sitting there wearing the guys sweat passing bands around. And
skins.
Yeah, at least I wasn't wearing a helmet at the time.
Might have been a good thing. They might not know it's you.
I was wearing the helmet last year, and everyone, like at the start of the game, everyone gave me shit about wearing the helmet. Duke, good one. And then about 5 minutes in, someone got cracked in the head with a ball. And I'm like, you should have wear the helmet, dickhead.
So what's his helmet look like? Is it a full face sort
literally,
of setup?
No, it's a footy. It's just a standard footy helmet.
Oh, you haven't borrowed Tom's, have you?
No, it's a rugby helmet, actually. I think it says Steven on the front.
I had a question, Ben, actually, come up the other day. When you have your mouth guard, where do you keep it? I just used to keep mine in my footy boot until the next week.
I keep it in my sock. When I'm warming up, sock. I keep it in my sock. Otherwise, I keep it. The hockey bags actually have a little special flap where you can put it in.
Did you use a container or just bang straight in the flap?
I used to use a container, but then I lost the container. Now I just
I don't know anyone. I don't use a container. Bang footy boot. That'll be all right till the next week.
I've washed it out with a little drinking fountain at the ground, but before I stick it in the gob. But yeah, easy.
No, mine just sort of got real gritty. You just got used to it.
You
after.
Do, yeah. Well, and the stuff because the a lot of the hockey fields have got sand in them as well, so occasionally you get little sand grits caught in the mouth guard. It's not fun.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
Well, so I think we can agree Essendon are going to be better than Richmond.
It does sound like it. I don't know. I think we probably, I don't know.
Essendon will be better than people think, I reckon.
No, to be honest, now I've just refreshed myself today and had a look at their side. And to be honest, if they don't make the eight, and my father-in-law and brother-in-law, they're mad Bombers, and they're perennial negative about the Bombers as well. But father-in-law was pretty optimistic. So, and when he started going through these players, I'm like, oh, maybe you're right. And then I had a look, and it's like, a bit of depth.
Yeah, there's
depth. I don't know what sort of game style, you know, they're going to bring. They seem to change it from week to week last year, but you've got some targets up forward. 2 metre Peter was missing for a lot of the weeks. When they went there, that Ridley was out. So, you know, he's pretty important.
Just Googled, you know, how do you think Essendon will go? The first article that comes up from the last game last year. I feel for their fans. The pitiful, appalling Bombers lose hope as astonishing drop is exposed.
Ooh, was that Ken Corns? He likes to bag the Bombers.
Hey, Ben Waterworth decided this was the case.
On Fox Sports about how they reckon Essendon might make the eight. No, I don't think that's a bit keen.
Essendon have
a lot of, they have a lot of media every year.
They should make the eight.
Your father-in-law said that, did he, Bear? Because my father-in-law, to tell you a funny story, what he said was that we were down at a place in Apollo Bay, and he said, I'm going to fix the oven. And I said, don't fix the oven. Nothing wrong with the oven. And he said, I'm going to take a look at the oven. Just leave the oven alone. Leave the oven
so
alone.
The oven was working completely fine.
It's like stopped for something. I don't know. What are the gas little filters need replacing? I said, there's a guy that does that. We'll get him to come around and look at the oven. And he said, I'll fix it. I said, leave it alone. And then I turn around to do something else, help Leonard with the TV. And I see there, he's bloody got his tools out, and he's taking the back off the oven, and he's screwing with it. I said, just put the thing back on the oven, it'll be right. He goes, no, I'll fix it. Turn around, then bang! Takes down the whole bloody power for the whole the whole street is without power for the rest of the day, and Power Corps had to come and bloody get their crane out and fix it.
Did you get the blame for that, Ben?
This does not sound like, this sounds very much like a Big Nicker story.
I was like,
are you sure you're not replacing yourself with someone else?
Insert father-in-law.
As if I'd be bothered fixing an oven. Come on. I don't know anything about
them. But you'd be pretty good at breaking them.
Would I probably be good at taking the power down for the whole street. That's what I would do.
Big Nicker's father-in-law also went out for lunch one day. I managed to get Big Nicker's father-in-law to get a job at my work, and there was a place there, and we went out for a team lunch, and it was a Vietnamese restaurant, and the chopsticks were housed in this sort of cane sort of little thing, look what. You know, authentic. It was sort of a woven sort of thing. And Big Nicker's father-in-law did what a lot of people do and took the chopsticks out and put his finger in this sort of little chopstick holder. Now, the problem with this thing is it sort of works like a finger trap. The harder you pull, the tighter it gets around your fingers. And most people clue on to this, but Big Nicker's father-in-law, not Big Nicker,
Not being eager at all.
Started
legitimately. My father-in-law did my story. Where are you going with this?
Started pulling this thing, and I noticed it. And Big Nick was new to the organisation. I said,
"Wait, 2 weeks."
And I pointed over. I said, "Look at Big Nicker."
2 weeks.
And then he started panicking. So he was pulling harder, and everyone was watching. The more panicked he got, the harder he pulled. The tighter it got.
Is that place still there?
I think they.
What was it called? It was in like an alleyway in behind Little Burke Street or something.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's all gone.
How was this resolved in the end?
I think we had to get the staff to come out and help us.
Embarrassing. I think I told Big.
Embarrassing.
I think I told Big Nick's father-in-law just relax, relax, just let go, let it go, and then I just slid it off his finger, and it was all done. It was all good. 2 weeks in, made a good impression.
I don't like this story. At least it wasn't a cricket story. I'll give you that. Cricket story. The one where Bear made 250 not out.
Oh yeah, the backyard cricket.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was just the day out I had there.
Yep. And you'd run to your little bloody computer that you set up every time you hit the ball and add to your run tally. You made me bowl until he got you out, and it went for like 4 hours.
I was seeing him like basketballs. So it was just that little spreadsheet was just part of the end antagonizing of the backyard cricket.
A little map of the backyard and you put where you hit it every time, make yourself a wagon wheel, you bloody nerd. 257 not out or whatever it was.
Actually, those stories have got some similarities. The harder you try, the angrier you got.
I did. Every time you hit me before, I just run up from further away. But it was like a 200 meter run up by the end, still couldn't get you out. Yeah. I did have a spot on the here for funny stories, so I think we covered that.
What about when at that same place when Ash got his golf club stolen out of his car, and then a week later he had his bike stolen from the front of the house, and he thought, I'm going to make the most of this. And he went down and reported them both stolen from the same place. And the bike was recovered and the culprit was found, and the police said, he's not telling us where the bike is. The golf club. And I just said, keep asking him.
It's true. That poor bastard. That's true.
It's like, I don't know what you're talking about, the golf club.
I forgot about that. That's true. Yeah, they were stolen in two separate occasions, but
you recorded them as one.
But someone smart, I think it was Pot had insurance on the house, and I thought, oh, this is an opportunity. So I claimed it on insurance, but as part of that, I had to file a police report, and I went and filed it to the coppers.
What could go wrong?
And I said they were both knocked off. Anyway, a week later, at the pawn shop round the corner, yeah. Someone's dropped off the bike, and they knew it was the coppers must have said, look, if this comes in, they had his name and details, and obviously he's just been knocked on the door. Right, we know you've got the now. Where's the club?
Where's the gloves? Give us the gloves.
No, he's not telling us where they are. Well, I can't believe the coppers reported the progress to us.
Yeah, they're useless.
I think that was some good police work.
And they took your advice as well.
That was just this poxy old bloody 5-year-old mob. They've gone and must have given the details to the local pawn shop, said, look, keep an eye out for these things. Good on them.
The same coppers, when I was at that house one day and I got a knock on the door from the coppers. And I got a phone call. Sorry, I got a phone call from them first, and they said, there's been a car reported in a robbery that's, at this house. I said, oh, no, nothing happening here. And then I rang Scott, and he was driving the car. And I said, coppers just came around here looking for this car. So it's been involved with a robbery. No, don't know nothing about it. I said, all right. Then they actually come and knocked on the door. And I said, where's this car? I said, oh, good timing. I've just spoken to the scut about this car. They said, where's the scut? I said, he's at the rat's house. They said, who's the rat? I said, the bloke lives around the corner. And so they said, all right. I said, yeah, just this number around the corner. And off they went to find the scut. And then as they left, scut rang me up. He goes, well, actually, you better. We have been being a bit naughty. We've nicked some wood from the servo. I said, oh, bad luck, scut. The coppers are coming around to see. Do you remember that? And he'd hidden it.
I was actually there. I was actually there. Yeah, I was there. And the coppers turned up and they said, right, where's the wood? And Scott goes, oh, it's in the wood yard. There was no wood yard. It was just on the grass over on it.
Fucking woodyard.
Why would you steal wood from a
Do you know what their punishment was? They had to go back and pay for the wood and say, I'm sorry for nicking the wood.
The cops made them do that. Isn't wood worth like $5?
Oh, it's that, probably.
Jesus Christ.
And they used the 1971 Corolla as the getaway car.
The most unusual car. You don't see too many of them still going red.
It had gaffer tape like Brocky 05 written on the.
I did though.
You think you're a racing driver, do you, son?
No.
Oh, lucky. The cops are tinkering from that.
Good coppers around there. That made me laugh.
Yeah, after got bail in the early 2000s, everything was happening there.
It was a strange place. Gangland wars and Brocky Corollas.
Yeah, they had gangland wars going on and the cops were rocking up and believing people stealing wood. Not talking about gangland.
Their priorities right, don't they?
That's sort of true. That was the peak of the...
People on the street, they're busy looking after wood.
Don't worry about the Marines. Fucking find that wood.
Fucking get it out, or your job's on the line.
It was the peak of the underworld period.
Busting that guy's balls about golf clubs. Tell us where the fucking golf clubs are. Fucking shitty old fucking Greg Norman or Kel Nagels or something.
On the ball, those guys.
So what's your are you straighten this up, Ian, or what?
What's your forecast for
the season this year?
What's that?
What's your forecast? Who's going to win the flag, or is it?
Oh yeah, I did. Well, let's have a look at ladder predictions for these guys to start with, because I think we've covered most of the other bits and pieces. So what do you reckon? You reckon Essendon is going to be better than Richmond? So where do you think they're going to finish?
Seventh.
They're going to make the finals.
Yep.
Are they going to win a final? Because that's the big thing. No, they're not.
Yep.
They're not going to win a final. I'm quite happy for them to make a final. But what is it?
Generous prediction.
That clock that's keeping going. What is it, like 6,000 days since they won a final? Or whatever?
Yeah, I know. That's horrible, isn't it?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty good. I was still at school when they won a final, I think. That's how far back it was. That's pretty bad. So what are you predicting for the Tigers, Thomas? What are they going to finish?
15th.
15th?
Yep.
Oh, they're going to be below the Gold Coast?
Yep.
Oh, Dimmer's going to have a field day.
Gold Coast list is significantly better than Tigers.
What do you make of Dimmer quitting midway through the season because he was burnt out and then taking up a big catch up goal about it at Gold Coast?
What a flog. No chance he was burned out. He said, my wallet's not full enough. So he would have gone, I'll trade it out. Whoever they got rid of for Tarando and Hopper. Hang on, that's actually
didn't work.
That's not working. This team's going to stink. I'm out of here. I'm going to take the money.
I've broken this team.
Yeah, if I've spent our future and it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
Going somewhere else.
They sort of had a semi chance with Cochin and Rewald. As soon as Lynch was out and they lost a few, they were done. He's out. Now, I didn't think much of him for doing that, to be honest.
I don't think we touched on. Dusty, do you think he comes up as a big forward kind of talking point for fantasy this year? Do you think they're going to play him back through the middle, or they're just going to kind of wean him out of the team altogether?
No, he'll play as a forward with a bit of time in the midfield. He was unbelievable last year.
He was pretty good last year.
He
similar role to last year then, you reckon?
He was having 25 touches, kicking two goals every week from a forward pocket. How he wasn't in the All-Australian team is beyond me.
Yeah, the All-Australian team was a bit sketchy.
Well, who picks it? Dudes like Luke Darcy. Like, yeah, I know. What do you do? Might as well pull their names out of cornflakes box.
They just have, it's like the All-Australian fantasy team. They just have 18 bloody midfielders.
Yeah.
Guys like McLuggage miss out every year. It's a crime.
When Jonathan Hay was made a mid All-Australian, that was it for me. I was out.
It's like when Woden won the Brownlow. That was ridiculous.
Jonathan Hay. Gee, that's a blast from the past. That was a long time ago.
I've been off it since then.
What was he like, a full back of the season or something, was he? Or?
I don't know, remember then he lost the plot or something. He went to Kangaroos and then just petered out. I don't know what happened to that guy. He had a hard time of it, didn't he? Better breakdown or something.
Yeah, it rings a bell.
The Twitter sphere does like an obscure footballer. We'll have to look that up. Jonathan A. It's like your old mate. Weren't you like president of the Troy Luff fan club at one point?
Oh, I did like Troy Luff.
Troy Luff.
Only because he was obscure.
There's like a couple of them up there. Roberts. What is it? Lewis Roberts Johnson. Lewis Roberts Thompson. He's a bit obscure.
Do you remember?
The rat eater would know all about Jonathan. I should ask him. Rat eater actually reminded me of a funny story the other day that happened to him.
Tell us who the rat eater was and why he's called rat eater before we go into that.
The rat eater's a friend of the show, shall we call him?
Yeah, why not?
And I think someone just abused him one time and called him a red-headed rat eater, and that was how he ended up.
That's true. That's the truth. And that's fucked.
But Ash and Scott were in a taxi with the rat eater. The rat eater, unfortunately for him, had fallen asleep in the front seat. So they got to the destination. Ash and Scotty just did a runner on the taxi driver and woke up. Rat eater on the way back, clicked him on the back of the head, wake up, see you later, and just took off. And rat eater didn't know what to do. And so the taxi driver grabbed his arm and bit him. In retaliation. So he just got woken up and then his arm was bit.
And then did he do a runner as well? I would have got bit. I wouldn't have been dated.
I think he must have. I can't remember what he did. I remember he had to go to hospital because he had a big festy bite.
It got infected. It was there for months. It was very festy.
Yes, the younger listeners wouldn't know the joys of the pre-Uber world where you got to do runners on taxi drivers and could get away.
Only if you were fast.
Actually, we did a lot at uni, actually. You would take the taxi from Buddy the City to Bundoora, which would cost us about $70, and then just do a runner on it. And then they stopped picking
you
it up.
Ass, you tight ass, Ben.
Oh, didn't you look like Bear? Didn't your buddy steal a garbage truck to get home one day?
No, Ben, that's not true.
That did not happen. I don't know what we're talking about.
OBN, that did not happen.
No evidence of that ever happening.
Thank goodness CCTV wasn't probably quite.
Oh, no, they didn't have cameras on phones when we used to go out drinking for the price. That would have been a drama.
They had a bloke with one of those blankets over his back that took photo.
just some drunk blokes. Bang.
All right.
Oh, yes, I think that was about us. No more notable players. I think we covered most of them. You didn't mention Gresham. They picked up Gresham in a trade, Bear. What do you think of him?
Bear, were you listening? We talked about him.
I thought you could talk about Duzma.
We touched on Gresham.
I'll be honest.
I didn't mind him at a different team, like Saints or whatever. He did a little bit okay, but I'm not overly excited.
He was overrated, as everyone says. He's a gun player. He's do two things a game and yeah, everyone rates him.
That's true. Yeah.
That's my thinking around him, but we'll see how he goes. Yeah.
We don't like Gresham then. Did we touch on Tastis, whatever you pronounced it?
We haven't. I don't know too much about him. I only saw him a couple of times and obviously he was pretty green. But yeah, what is he? Is he second year or third year?
Second?
Yeah, like it's hard to judge too early, but he was a fair way off it last year, but got potential.
They say a third year breakout in the fantasy world, so he's probably still one off that.
I'd say so, yeah. I wouldn't be expecting too much this year either. And obviously Dyson Heppel, he's still around, so whether he's in the team, I'm not too sure, but put it this way, I don't think we'll be winning a final if he's playing every game. I think he's past it.
He won't be making finals.
Yeah. He did it. Look, it's probably a bit unfair because he wasn't much at the start of the season, but he held his own well and truly after that, sort of second half of the season. So, but, you know, it's
Sam Landsberger has him in the team interchange first.
Sam Landsberger, look out.
For round one, there you go.
Go through the team. What's his team?
And his team is from the back line.
He names everyone round one, does he?
Yeah, he's got round one, but he's got a little asterisk saying Draper's out because he's injured. So he's got McGrath, McKay, Reed, Ridley, Laverde, Redmond, Dersmer, Settlefield, Martin, Gresham, Jones, Durham, Wright, Lankford, Stringer, Ruxa, Goldstein, Caldwell, Zach Merritt. He's got Heppel, Parrish, Tatsis, and Nick Cox. So he's got Hobbs, Hind, and Caddy on the bench, on the emergency, sorry.
Who was Settlefield?
Settlefield
was in last Settlefield.
Was he centre?
In the centre, Greg Williams.
Look out.
Oh, maybe on my just my forecast.
Yeah, if he's your sentiment.
He was all right last year, but he got a lot of hype coming in last year because he was kind of cheap coming and injured coming out of Carlton, but he never did much. Don't think.
He's dependable, but yeah, he's not. Yeah,
he's kind of in a, you pick him up late in the draft and just hoping he plays every week and you can get that out of him.
See, Harrison James wasn't named at all. He just seems to be.
Harry was Jones, centre forward.
Oh, is he? Oh,
okay. Hook out. Oh, yeah. God, centre forward. You've got problems at centre forward. He's no Jonathan Brown.
He's only young, isn't he? He's only 20-odd.
He's fairly young. He's probably in his third or fourth season at least. So I reckon he could be like, it's the likes of those guys, as you said, you know, your Perkins, Martin.
They seem to have a lot of teams have a lot of like shorter smalls at centre half forward these days. So they don't have the big guys at centre half forward as much, I guess.
I think he's fairly tall. He's just young. He's probably not filled out. Yeah. So, but I reckon hopefully he'll be okay.
I disagree.
Are they doing subs this year? Is that a question?
Yes. I believe so. Yes. They changed the rules. Like they don't have to. I can't remember, like, the naming of the sub has changed. Either they have to do it earlier or they don't have to do it till right at the last minute now. Like, the rules around that has changed. That plays havoc with the fantasy game because, you know, you never know if your player is going to be sub or if he's going to get subbed out halfway through the game and that kind of wrecks your whole day. So they don't get as many points. Yeah, subs are no fun.
Not sure that would wreck my whole day, but
that would wreck your whole fantasy day. If you're a fantasy person. Mark Blixow got subbed out for me last year at one point when he was on like 110. Ruined my day.
Day gone.
Ruined my day. My day was ruined. I was out. My round. I was going to win that keeper match because Blixow was going nuts, but then he got subbed out for no reason because Chris Scott's a jerk.
So day in the fantasy world, you finished. What did you finish? What, you finished fourth or something?
Fifth. In the world, mind you.
Fifth in the world.
In the world.
Well, only Australia plays the game.
And the prizes went down to fourth or something like that, was it?
No, they weren't. The prizes go up to 10th, but they do. It descales significantly.
Drops off.
First gets a car, and I got $500.
Got a hat, yeah.
I got a hat, a Lions jumper, and $500.
And the other got me nothing.
The answer was all right. Didn't get a Hilux, no. Number one gets a Hilux. I was number one for a long time before I made some silly decisions and dropped down to like 3. And then I dropped down to like 8 and managed to work my way back to 5.
Ruined your day.
Ruined my day. No car. Ruined my day.
So were you just a one-year wonder or you've been good?
I've finished in the top 500 a couple of times and I finished in the top 1,000 like 6 or 7 times out of like 120,000 people to play. Granted, you know, probably 60, 70,000 of those drop off by like round 10. to be brutally honest, I was probably only in competition from like 30,000 people, but still pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
And what's your theory? What's your approach? How do you do it?
I don't fuck around with it too much, to be honest. Despite the fact I have a podcast which talks about fantasy content, you don't want to overanalyze it. You just want to trust the gut.
It's a gut feel thing, okay.
It is. I think it is, yeah. I mean, stats are good, and you can listen to what people say and then make your own decision.
Now, tell me, are you a bit of a villain, a heel of the fantasy world? Do people like to hate you?
Yes.
This pleases me.
I make my name by listening to people who do a lot of effort and a lot of analysis and you know, work with stats and analytics, and then I take the piss out of them. They don't entirely like it. There's a guy that runs a Keeper League podcast, and he does a lot of you know, he produces his show, and he's got a little YouTube show, and he puts it all on video and does up spreadsheets and does things. And then I went and made fun of his mustache for like 10 minutes. And he was like, oh, I did all this work, and you just shit on my mustache. Like, it's a pretty bad mustache.
Why are you calling it a mustache?
Sorry, that's a funny thing. A little mustache. A little worrying mustache. But like, he's got spreadsheets.
Mustache?
And podcasts. And everything's got his little face on it with his mustache.
He's got a little mustache.
Stop saying that word.
He's got the mustache.
It's a mustache, you twit.
Mustache. Mustache. Because there's a mousse. He's a mustache. There you go. I've been saying it wrong. Hef's going to love that. I can't even say mustache right, you fucking jerk. That's the thing about most other people's podcasts. They don't even swear, let alone call people a jerk or take a piss.
There's no swearing allowed. Sorry. I've been swearing.
You can. You apparently, I got told off by one of my co-hosts last year because he's like, oh, if you swear too much, we're going to have to put the explicit tag on the podcast. It's like, I don't care. And then I didn't put the explicit tag on the podcast like 10 weeks in a row. Turns out it doesn't make any difference.
make it seem a little bit more exciting.
It's just edgy. Like, you know, like how they used to have it on CD covers, explicit.
Late night SBS.
See, the last time you two hooked up, I listened to your podcast, and I got to say, I probably got more of a laugh out of the comments.
That's some people bagged out.
Well, there was a meme there with one of the guys put a picture of those two old blokes on the
back. Oh, yeah. Pretty accurate.
It's fair to say it wasn't well received.
They've got a there's like a fantasy website where the main guys for the AFL write, and I wrote an article for them a couple of years ago, covered this practice match, and I put the article up on there, and I got absolutely destroyed on the ground. One guy was like, are you okay? Like, is this guy mentally retarded? What?
Did you try really hard?
Maybe you should write for a preschool instead of this. Jokes!
And you on
that article. People are like, this is the worst take I've ever seen. Did this guy go to school?
He attended. He was there.
People just smash it. And I explained to the guys who run the website, and they're like, yeah, you do not read the comments. Nobody reads the comments.
Who's putting comments on? Like, what?
There's got nothing better to do except bag out freaking people on fantasy website.
Yeah, so, Tom, I was talking to Big Nicko before we got on air.
Riveting, yeah.
And I said, so what? Why are we on this? Like, what's going on? You're short on content. You're short on people. He said, I'm short on people.
I was wondering.
I've got plenty of content. Talk to myself for hours.
He said, there were three, and now there's one.
I am the podcast.
Yeah, what happened to them other blokes? They've given up.
They quit. Yep. One of them quit, like, at the end of last year, so I have enough. I said, cool, yeah, we can do it with two. And then we did one episode, and the other blokes say, yeah, I have enough.
If you get over 200 listeners, I'll do it one more time.
All right, I reckon we're
not you. You're not allowed to just listen 200 times.
Well, it's not listeners, it's listeners.
No, the better measure would
last
be...
last time, like, 15 was me.
so you've got to be...
listen to the podcast.
True.
So there's a measure of how long people listen for, is there? I reckon that's a better measure. If we get an average of more than...
There is a median. I'll see what it was for last week.
Look, we've been talking now. 50 minutes. Person is going to be listening to this 53
minutes.
Minute.
If anyone's still listening now, they should get a prize.
They can have your hat that you won. Give it back to them.
Oh, median audience retention last week, 7 minutes and 28 seconds.
That was when you were talking to yourself, were you?
I was talking to myself. Yeah.
I can't believe someone listened for 7 minutes of you talking to yourself.
I talked to myself for 36 minutes. It wasn't just me. It was me in a computerized voice of me. I can't believe I put on a whole character and everything.
Arnold Rimmer style.
Yes, great.
All right, I gotta go because I'm sick of talking to you two.
Yeah, probably enough. We should head off. All right, peace out, Beppers. See you
Thanks,
on.
Guys. See
you, man.